Hi, this is a dictation for Shelvonte Monroe, Shelvonte Monroe. Date of birth is 8/16/1983. Date of service 12/22/2025. The patient comes for a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 7/14/2025. She reports that she has been seeing a neurosurgeon at DMC Hospital Neurosurgery Clinic, who has ordered a new MRI, which is awaited. She saw the doctor on December 18, and she also had a surgery for lumbar spine. On 5/13/2025 at DMC Hospital with fusion. And then she spent 3 months at the rehab center. The surgery went very well. However, the pains are still persisting and she is here for pain relief, chronic pain relief. We are going to await for the new MRI report to arrive. We also have ordered the record release from the hospital, but we haven't received. We have received from Michigan Spine and Brain a visit record, but nothing from the DMC hospital as of yet. MRI reports are not included in this. Oh, yeah, sorry, apologies. There is an MRI report, and that says this MRI was done on 7/26/2024. The patient has a ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, with facet arthropathy, central disc herniation of L4, L5, the bulging disc of L4, L5, and a minimal inferior disc migration. Moderate spinal stenosis. At L5 S1, there is a disc bulging with herniated disc, facet arthropathies, severe spinal canal stenosis, severe narrowing of the bilateral lateral recess with mass effect upon the traversing right greater than left nerve root. This MRI has been reviewed, but the new MRI is now awaited. When the new MRI arrives, further treatment plan will be created for this patient, Shelvonte Monroe. So far, nothing else need to be done. Her pain level does remain 7 to 9 in the area of neck and the lower back. ADLs are affected 9. 80% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 7/14/2025. Dictation number is 22. The dictation number will be 0721-076. Only positive finding is in the cervical spine and lumbar spine with the decreased range of motion and a scar at L5 S1 area for the patient. Range of motions are limited to 50%. At the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and rotation is 15. While in the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, but Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, and sotal test are positive, while myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, the Roos test, lump test are negative, while lumbar spine, Burjansky-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. CLR is positive. Bragg test negative. CAN test is positive. Balance sign is negative. SI joints are also found to be bilaterally tender with positive Faber test, Gonsalon test, but negative distraction test and a negative Ely compression test and a positive standing flexion test. maps have been so diagnosis from the diagnosis page of the previous visit. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been ordered and reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. She is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation and sleep. Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided for 15 days, 15 tablets. Patient will be seen after that, after the new MRI is available. Thank you.